The Dort College defender men and Midland Warrior men on the floor warming up for today's second half of the twin bill. The defenders 9-5, Midland 5-7. Do not let that record fool you, though. This is a very talented Midland team that stands 3-4 in league play, as do the Dort College defenders. So a critical contest as we head to the Christmas break for both of these teams. Let's take a closer look then at these two teams. We begin with the Midland Warriors. Midland, under coach Oliver Drake, has been outscored on average 79-76 this season. They've converted 48% of their field goals. They allow teams to make 48% as well. Teams are out rebounding Midland 33-32. Bryce Parsons is good for 16.7 points per game. Malik Martin adds 13.6 points per contest. Bowen Sandquist adds 11.4 with 30 made 3-point baskets. And Reggie Gradwell is good for 9 points per game. Sam Brown gets 6.8 rebounds per contest. One note on Malik Martin. He had a game earlier this season. Ended up with a ho-hum 50 against the Bellevue Bruins, and that got my attention. That was back in late November. We will keep an eye on him as he obviously has potential to go off. The defender men are 9-5 this season, 3-4 in the conference. Dort was 8-2 through November 24, but lost 3 in a row in GPAC play before getting back in the win column. The defenders are led by Jesse Jansma at 13.4 points per game and has made 25 three-point field goals. Garrett Franken averages 13.1 points per game with a team-high 7.9 rebounds per contest and has made 18 three-point shots. Chad Barkham averages 12 points per game and gets 5.7 rebounds. Josh Van Lingen is good for 11.4 points per game with 5 rebounds. Let's take a look at your probable starting lineups for today's contest. Dort College, in all likelihood, will start Jesse Jansma. Jansma, averaging 13.4 points per game. He is a 6'4 sophomore from Sioux Center. Chad Barkema is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 12 points per game. Chandler Brunsting is a 6'1 junior from Hull, averaging 5.7 points per contest. Garrett Franken is a 6'7 sophomore from Atlantic, averaging 13.1 points per game. Josh Van Lingen is a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 11.4 points per contest. For the Midland Warriors under Oliver Drake, by the way, Dort College is coached by Brian Van Haften. Midland, they will start in all likelihood 0. Bryce Parsons, 6'2 junior, San Diego, California is his hometown, averages 16.7 points per game. Malik Martin, 6'2 freshman from Dallas, averages 13.6 points per outing. Reggie Gradwell is a 6'7 senior from Marshalltown, averaging 9 points per game. Sam Brown is a 6'6 sophomore from Jacksonville, Florida. He is averaging 6.8 points per contest. And Bowen Sandquist is a 6'2 freshman from Johnston, Iowa, averaging 11.4 points per game. Key players for Dort College off of the bench. Regular rotation players, Alec Henriksen, 6'2 senior, Spirit Lake. He has over 1,100 career points, closing in on 1,200. He's averaging 8.9 points per game. He's gotten it going a little bit more in recent history. Ben Gasing, 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, is averaging 8 points per game. Zach Bussard, 6'6 junior from Papillion, Nebraska, averages 9.4 points per outing. For Midland off of the bench, Isaiah Workman is your top player. Wears number 33. He is a 6'5 junior from Gretna, Nebraska. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second half of our twin bill right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. GPAC women's basketball scores from earlier today. Dort defeats Midland in overtime. That's where we're starting, about 20 minutes late, 94-93. It was Jamestown over the College of St. Mary, 80-62. Northwestern over Hastings, 81-62. Mount Marty over Doan, 60-37. Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia are playing a women's game today, and that will get that is just underway. That was a 4 o'clock start. So Northwestern women are now 8-1 in league play. Morningside is 7-3. They played a non-conference game today and beat Bellevue by 2. Dort College is 6-3 in league play. Hastings slips to 5-4 with a loss to Northwestern. Midland is 4-5. Briarcliff did not play. Jamestown a winner today. They go to 3-6. Mount Marty slides. They get a win. They go to 2-7. College of St. Mary slides to 1-8. And the Doan Tigers still looking for that first conference win of the year. They are 0-9. Opening tap on the way. Kirby Wells tosses it up. Midland controls it. Malik Martin with a basketball. So Malik Martin with a basketball, guarded there by Chandler Brunstein, goes into the right corner to Bowen Sandquist, misses the three from the right corner, and the rebound is taken away by Chandler Brunstein. Chandler Brunstein with the basketball on the right side, goes over to Barkema. Barkema on the wing. Chad Barkema guarded there by Bryce Parsons. Jansman side, Van Langen off of the glass, good. Josh Van Langen with a two-point bucket, and the North College defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Bryce Parsons with the basketball on the right-hand side. Parsons, crossover move, drives in, blocked by Van Langen, rebound cleared by Franken. Outlets over to Brunstein. Brunstein up the floor with a head full of steam, passes it right side over to Jansma. Jansma, Van Langen, cash money from straight on. Three-point bucket for Van Langen and the defenders with a 5-0 lead. 5-0 our score. Parsons with the basketball on the right-hand side, guarded there by Barkema. Parsons passes out front to Gradwell. His three, no good. Rebound cleared, Brunstein. Ahead it goes to Franken. Franken with the basketball, back over to Brunstein. Brunstein with it in between the circles. Chandler gives it back over to Jesse. Jansma goes left side. Barkema. Barkema beyond the three-point line. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Barkema, right side Jansma. Get it underneath Franken. Franken puts it up, and we're going to have a charge called on Garrett Franken. Franken whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. 5-0, Dort College with a lead. Right at 2 minutes into this contest. Parsons will bring it up. Parsons across half court, in between the circles. He passes left side. That's Malik Martin. Martin on the left-hand side. Martin is put together for a freshman. Hails from Dallas. Shot no good. Rebound deflected out. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Martin, looks like he could play running back for the Midland team if they run short next fall. Bringing the basketball up is Chandler Brunstein. Brunstein passes left side over to Van Langen. Van Langen gives it away to Franken. Franken out front. Franken picks up his dribble. Garrett looks, gets it away to Jesse Jansma. Feed it to Van Langen. Van Langen going to work against Gradwell. Van Langen with the left hand, can't finish at the rim. Bounces off of the back iron. Rebound controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. They get it into Parsons. Parsons with it. Up the right side to Martin. Martin puts it on the floor against Brunstein. Pass into the corner. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball across the timeline. Chandler. Chandler behind the three-point line. Back out front. Van Langen. Van Langen another three. Hangs on the rim and falls out. And the Midland Warriors have the basketball. So Midland has gone the first 3 minutes without scoring. Dort College up 5-0. Jesse Jansman is going to be called for a reach against Bowen Sandquist. Sandquist, a freshman from Johnston, Iowa. So Sandquist will take it across half court. Not often you see true freshmen start in this league. Might be a transfer or get lost in the shuffle for a week, or for a year. Sandquist shot good on the pull-up. He's that freshman I was just talking about. One of two freshmen in the lineup for Midland. Jesse Jansma straight on three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound Franken back over to Jesse. Right side Brunstein. Dort College down five, up three, I should say. 5-2. Haven't scored on their last couple of possessions, though. Jesse, underneath, takes it hard at Sandquist, and Jesse Jansma with a two-point basket. A little bully ball that time for Jansma as he takes it right at Sandquist, and Jansma able to get to the hoop. On the left-hand side with it is Parsons. Parsons, Sandquist. Sandquist at the free-throw line, cut off by Jansma. Martin kick out pass, and it's through the hands and out of bounds. Last touch by Gradwell. So Dort College gets it back on the turnover. Checking in the ball game is Hendrickson and Bussard for the defenders. Doing a little background checking on Sandquist. Hails from Johnston. Left side pass.
Cut.
They go to Brunsting. Brunsting lost it. Picked up by Hendrickson underneath Buss. Buss off of the glass. Good. Heads up play that time by the senior. Alec Hendrickson gets it underneath Zach Bussard, and Bussard inside of 10 feet. I'll take those chances. They feed it right side. Middle and Sam Brown. Brown against Bussard. Puts it up in the lane. Good. Sam Brown with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 9-4. Out front it goes to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma with it on the left wing. 19 to shoot. Goes over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Jansma. Dort College needs their spacing. Jansma underneath. This is Bussard, and Bussard is held on the play by Bowen Sandquist. Sandquist called for the personal. And free throws on the way for Zach Bussard. Bussard with a pair of free throws. So Bowen Sandquist last year for Johnston High School converted 62 threes, averaged 10.5 points per game. He was actually the fourth leading scorer on that Johnston team that was loaded for Bear. Ended up losing to Waukee in the state tournament. I believe they had a player end up in Division I basketball last year as well. Vanderswaal missed it. Did Bussard. So 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. Dort College leading 9-4. Unable to convert on that offensive possession, though. Midland Warriors have it. Dylan Fobel. Fobel goes right side. Martin. Martin guarded by Brunsting. They give it up to Parsons. Parsons fading away. Tough shot. Good. Bryce Parsons with the two-point bucket. Dort College leads 9-6. Brunsting, Bussard, right side Ben Gasing. He checked in at the last break. Goes right side. They give it up Franken. Franken, Gasing. Gasing inside Buss. Buss going to work. Turns. Right hand. Awkward looking shot, but he gets it to go. He's got four. He actually turned, and the natural move would have been to go with the left hand. Instead, he goes with the inside hand. Parsons trying to feed it underneath to Isaiah Workman, and Workman can't track that one down. Midland sends Luke Kadzow into the contest. Kadzow, a 6'5 senior from Australia. Dort College leading 11-6. Gasing dribbles to the wing, gets it away, Hendrickson. Hendrickson on the right side, gets it underneath Buss, kick out, Franken, baseline J, good. Three-point basket for Garrett Franken. Second three of the day for the defenders. They lead 14-6. Parsons with the basketball out front. Parsons gives it up, Kadzow. Kadzow on the left side, Fobel. Fobel in the lane, his shot, good. Bobble with the two-point bucket. It's 14-8. Brunsting. Right side it goes. This is Franken. Franken to Bussard. Hendrickson, three ball. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Martin. Malik Martin up the floor. Malik Martin drives in. We've got a reach-in foul. Who's going to go against? We have three black jerseys around Martin. And Bussard's going to be called for the personal foul. And for Buss, that's number one. And to be honest with you, with the way he and Van Lingen platoon, you got 10 fouls to give. You'll probably take it on a post player rather than one of the guards for the Dort College defenders. So Bussard picks up his first personal. This is Workman. Workman around Bussard. Shot no good. And now Bussard has picked up his second. Van Lingen's going to check in. Bussard will have to check out. It's too bad because Bussard had a nice start, couple of field goals. He's now going to be relegated to the bench for a little while, picking up his second personal. Isaiah Workman, junior from Gretna, shooting the free throw. First one, no good. Workman, a 65% free throw shooter. Well, if I can go back and retract my statement about three players around and give it to one of the post players, I'd like to do that now. Rather have it on one of the guards, but doesn't work that way. Workman makes one of two, and it's a Dort College 14-9 lead. 13 minutes remaining in the first half. With it on the left side, Ben Langen. Ben Langen gives it up, Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Cooper Ross just checked in as well. Pass to Ben Langen. They double down on him, kick it out. Back over to Henriksen. They close down on him on the wing. Al will drive in, right hand, left side, good. Alec Henriksen recognizes the pressure, puts it on the deck and takes it hard to the hoop, finishes with the right hand. Driving in is Malik Martin. Martin over to Workman. Workman working against Ben Langen. Puts it up, blocked by Ben Langen. Still loose, picked up now by Workman. 18 to shoot, now 15. Pass it left side, Martin. Martin against Gaysink. Driving in, drops it off Workman, and Workman travels with it. Chad Barkman checks in. Garrett Franken will check out. On the floor for the black and gold, you have Barkema, Ross, Henriksen, Ben Langen, and Gaysink. 12-20 and counting, first half. With the basketball, Barkema. Barkema tries for the handoff. It's taken away. Midland with the basketball, driving in and laying it up with the right hand and missing is Dylan Fowl. But a foul on the play called on Barkema as he committed the turnover. So Fobble will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He's a freshman from Trainer, so the Midland Warriors not bashful about coming across the border to get some Iowa players. Fobble from Trainer. Memory serves me correct, they were in the state title game last year in 2A. Another free throw on the way for Fobble. So, second free throw coming. Fobble missed the first one. He's got another one on the way. And this one's up and good. So Fobble makes one of two, averaging 4.1 points per game. He's got three. Dort College leads 16-10. 8 minutes gone in this one. Barkema looking for the pass down low instead. Drive down to the baseline, cut off. Barkema fading away. Shot missed, no good. Rebound cleared by Malik Martin. Malik Martin into the front court. Cooper Ross guarding him out there. Gets a screen out front. Malik Martin throws it away. Well, if Midland can get their timing down, they will be a handful, but right now they're not in sync. Trainer last year, for whom Fobble played, you know, they lost to Western Dubuque. Thought I remember sitting in the Wells Fargo Arena watching that game. Cooper Ross, kick out pass, Henriksen. Right side pass, Jansma. Jansma with it at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Rolls it inside for Ben Langen. Ben Langen off the glass. Can't finish it. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Malik Martin. Martin with the basketball. A head full of steam. Back the other way. Gives off left side Gradwell. And Gradwell, they step on the sideline out of bounds. A lot of turnovers by Midland so far in this one. Dylan Fobble last year averaged 15 points per game for the Trainer boys. With it out front, Cooper Ross comes back over to Jansma. Jansma to Cooper. Gives it up, Ben Langen, and Ben Langen is held on the play by Malik Martin. And Josh Ben Langen will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. So a couple of free throws on the way. So the first free throw coming for Ben Langen is up off the heel, no good. And a second free throw on the way. It's So free throw number two for Van Langen is up, and that one's good. So Van Langen makes one of two. He's got six. Defenders lead 17-10. 17-10. Driving with the left hand is Sandquist. Ball's down on the floor. Still loose. Picked up by Midland, and they turn it over again. That is the mark typically of a young team. Fobble turns it over, and Oliver Drake wants a timeout to talk things over with his Midland Warrior team. This is as young a team as I can recall Oliver Drake having. I believe this is his third year at Midland. He inherited a juggernaut and rode them to the national championship event, and now has a distinctly different-looking crew with a very young squad. Dort College leading 17-10. Timeout on the floor. This timeout made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. This Midland team, over the years, has been a very difficult matchup for the defenders. That dates back to the Todd Eisner years. He really got things going with that players like Galen Gully. Turnover by the defenders. Dort College on defense now. So Dort College out of that timeout. Turned it over. Sandquist against Barkema. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Fobble. Fobble gives it up. Gradwell. Gradwell. Sandquist. Sandquist right side. Parsons. Parsons. Kick out pass. Sandquist. Sandquist three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the Dort College defenders with the basketball after the missed shot. 10 minutes gone in this one. Defenders by seven. Jesse Jansma ball fake. Passes it to Henriksen. Henriksen on the sideline. Back over to Jansma. Has Cooper Ross open on the right. Cooper with the basketball. Drives in. Floats it up over the backboard. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Midland Warriors. Parsons with the basketball out front. Parsons driving. Left-hand side. Dort College split with Midland last season. And a travel called on Fobble. Dort College will get the basketball back. Last year's Midland team, 16-14. Previous year, they're 21-10. Spent most of the year in the top 25. Right side pass, it goes. Brunstein goes over to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema, Van Langen, right side Franken. Dort College with a 17-10 lead, trying to build on it. Barkema driving in over the right hand, finishes at the rim. Layup good. Chad Barkema, sixth different player to score for the defenders. Dort College leading 19-10. Parsons on the left-hand side, 20 to shoot. Gives it back outside to Gradwell. Gradwell to Sandquist. Sandquist guarded by Barkema. Comes back over to Parsons. 10 seconds remaining on the shot clock, and he kicks it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College leading by 9, 19-10. Bringing the basketball up. Brunsting, he goes left side, Jansma. Right side, Barkema on the wing. They post up Jansma. And an offensive foul called on Jansma. That's number two on Jesse. So two fouls on Jansma. Dort College, a little bit of foul trouble now for one of their guards, Jesse Jansma. They're going to leave him in for the time being. Parsons goes over to Martin. Malik Martin driving in, puts it up, fadeaway, off the glass, good. Malik Martin with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 19-12. Brunsting goes right side, Franken. Franken with the basketball, Jansma. Jansma to Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Her college coaching staff that time lobbying that might have been a bit of a dive on that charge foul. Josh Van Langen, 8 points as he goes to work down the block. Dort College leads 21-12. Defenders leading 21-12, 7:53 remaining. Fading away is Martin. Martin talked about him in the pregame show. He had 50 points in a game earlier this season. That was a win over the Bellevue Bruins. He gets that fadeaway to go. Dort College leads by 7, 21-14. Shot by Frank and answering with a 2 on the other end. So the Midland Warriors with the basketball trailing 23-14. Franken with 5 points after that made basket. Dump it off, left-hand side, Sam Brown. Brown with 4 points. Dort College leads by 7, 23-16. Jansma with it down to the baseline. Jansma off the glass, good. Jesse finishes at the rim, he's got 4. Dort College leads by 9, 25-16. Chad Barkema is now going to rotate over. Parsons, point guard, gets a ball screen. Puts it up with the left hand. And the tap in by Sam Brown off of the missed shot is good. 25-18. 25-18, Dort College by 7. Two teams swapping baskets right now. Jansma, right side, Franken. Franken loses his footing as he drives in. Picks himself up. Here comes Malik Martin. Malik Martin up the floor. Ball deflected by Barkema. Picked up by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland gets it away to Parsons. Parsons, left hand, 3, missed it, long rebound, no good. Jansma comes up with it. Jesse grabs it out near the three-point circle. Then Langen, step in, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound, tapped by Brunsting, controlled by Midland. Midland with an opportunity to cut into the 7-point lead. Crossing over is Parsons. Parsons with the right hand, good. Bryce Parsons with 4 points. Dort College leads by 5, 25-20. Barkema puts it up in traffic. Got the loose ball. Chad Barkema with 4 points. Dort College leads 27-20. 5:30 remaining first half. Parsons guarded by Brunsting. They give it left side, Sandquist. Sandquist, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound, Barkema. Barkema off the deflection, gets it into the front court, Brunsting. Brunsting, they give it underneath, Van Langen. Van Langen, layup, good. Josh Van Langen rewarded for running the floor. He's got 10 points, and the defenders lead it by 9, 29-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Warriors. Back with more in a moment. This 29-20, the defenders leading by 9. Midland basketball, Parsons. After the Midland timeout, they've used a couple already. And Midland nearly turns it over. Dort College gets the basketball back. It'll be Midland basketball. Kirby Wells will be handing it to Sandquist. Up front it goes to Malik Martin. Martin wants a ball screen. They switch off. Now Martin guarded by Franken. Comes back over to Parsons. Parsons, Martin. Martin with it on the left side. Puts it on the deck to the free throw line. Dort College very conscious of where he is, and he teardrops that one in from 15. Malik Martin with 6 points. Dort College leads 29-22. Left side pass, Henriksen. Comes back over to Franken out front. Dort College by 7. Franken, lob pass over the top. Henriksen, lob pass over the top for Buss. Buss missed the first one, not going to miss the second one. Zach Bussard with 6 points. Dort College leads 31-22. Out front with the basketball is Parsons. Parsons working on Franken, fading away. His shot no good. Rebound cleared by Buss. Boxed out, finished with the rebound. Gets it over to Gaysink. Henriksen. Henriksen down to the baseline. Fires it over to Franken. Franken deep right corner. Gets it to Buss, and Buss is fouled on the play. Workman trailed him through the lane. That is not a good spot to be. And he gets fouled on the play, does Bussard. That is team foul number, is that right? 2 on Midland so far? 3. Wow. Three fouls so far on Midland. Dort College with six on their side of the ledger. Dort College leading by 9, 31-22, so Midland can play it pretty aggressively here for a few possessions if they want. See what the limit is. Right side pass, it goes Henriksen. Henriksen gets a ball screen from Franken. Comes back over to Gaysink. Gaysink racing in, lays it up, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Bussard. It will be Midland basketball. Everything but the finish that time for Ben. Midland will inbound the basketball. Luke Kadzow gets it away to Malik Martin. Martin passes it off left side over to Merritt. Merritt back to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Merritt. Merritt on the right wing. 15 to shoot for the Warriors. Trailing by 9 is Midland. Back over to Martin. They're going to run a clear out for him. Martin drives in. Kick out Kadzow. 5 to shoot. Comes back. Right side. 3. Missed it. No good. And a push-off called on Malik Martin. That's number 2 on him. So they've only had 4 fouls called against them, but 2 of them have gone against Malik Martin. And in my estimation, he is the most dangerous player on the floor. Now, I know he hasn't always shown it this season, but he just looks like the type of player, if he gets going, look out. He's hit some tough shots. That time he got called for a push, and he ends up taking himself out of the ballgame, in effect, with that push on the rebound. That's his second foul. Right side pass, Gaysink gets it away. Henriksen comes back over to Franken. Possession for Dort College here. They could go up double digits. Comes back over to Gaysink. Gaysink, right side it comes. Bussard. Brunsting. Henriksen, they face guard him. Henriksen drives in. Off-balance shot. Hangs on the rim. No good. There for the rebound is Gaysink. Gaysink has it stripped on the way up. Bringing it back the other way is Merritt. Merritt with a high dribble on the right-hand side. Merritt guarded there by Henriksen. They switch off. This is Parsons. Parsons drives in. Shot blocked by Franken. Here comes Dort College. Franken drops it off right side. Henriksen. Henriksen lays it up with the right hand. Good. Franken with the block, the rebound, and the assist. Henriksen finishes at the rim, 33-22. Merritt with the basketball. Merritt goes right side. This is Sandquist. Sandquist picks up his dribble. Comes back outside to Parsons. Parsons to Merritt. Merritt got a running start into that one. He's going to put up a 3 and missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Gaysink. Gaysink will bring it up. Ben with it on the right-hand side. Stops. Back over to Henriksen. Long 3 on the way. Left it short. No good. There for the rebound, though, is Buss. And Buss ends up with his leg pinned under a falling Midland player. And Zach Bussard will go to the free throw line. Fouls called on Merritt. That's number 1 on him. So Zach Bussard able to work and get the offensive rebound. And the putback opportunity, missed it, but he got fouled. Josh Van Langen, Chad Barkema checking in for the defenders. Zach Bussard shooting free throws. First one by Zach off the mark, no good. Zach's done a lot of good things here this afternoon, but he is 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Let's see if he can start a string the other way with this one. Van Langen waiting at the scorer's table. Bussard playing with 2 fouls. 1:59 remaining in the half. Second free throw by Zach. That one's up and straight through to the bottom of the well. 7 first half points for the junior from Papillion. Dort College leads 34-22. Midland basketball bringing it up will be Parsons. Dort College by a dozen. Midland over the basketball. Left side to Kadzow. Kadzow gives it up. Fobble on the left-hand side to Sandquist. Sandquist drives in. His floater, no good. Missed time in the jump, and now a foul called in the backcourt. That's going to go against Sam Brown. Brown whistled for the personal, his first, and that is team foul number 6 on Midland. Dort College will be inbounding. That was the last foul that Midland had to give before they send Dort College into the bonus situation. Cooper Ross is in the ballgame for the defenders. Dort College leading by a dozen. Cooper will take it across the timeline. The freshman from Carroll, Iowa, picks up his dribble. Double team, gets it away, Henriksen. Henriksen fakes the pass. Now the cutter, Gaysink. Gaysink left-hand layup, good. Benny Boy with the 2-point basket. His first of the day. Dort College leads 36-22. Dort College by 14. Timeout, Midland. They use their third timeout of the first half. They've got three remaining. Dort College still has their full allotment of six. Timeout, Midland, back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College leading 36-22 with 1:23 remaining. That's in the first half of play. On the floor for the defenders, Van Langen, Barkema, Gasink, Ross, and Henriksen. For the Warriors, they counter with Fobble, Sandquist, Parsons, Sam Brown, a sophomore, and Kadzow. Bringing the basketball up is Fobble. Fobble on the right side. They go to Parsons. Parsons going against Barkema. Fading away, right-hand side, in and out and down. Two-point basket for Bryce Parsons, averaging 16.7 points per game. Dort College leading 36-24. Henriksen sets, fires three, left it short, no good. Under a minute to go in the half. Midland with a chance to cut the lead down to 10 or 9. With it out front is Parsons. Parsons, right side, Sandquist, guarded there by Cooper Ross. Sandquist looking for someone to pass to. Passes it back out front. Parsons, 15 to shoot. Parsons will back it out to the center jump circle, guarded by Gasink. He's got the dribble now. They change. They switch. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebound, Barkema. Barkema with a defense. Finishes the possession with a rebound. And now the defenders can hold for the final shot of the half. Difference between the shot clock and game clock, negligible. Under a second. Gasink passes it right side. Cooper Ross fires it, cross-court Henriksen, back over to Gasink, 10. Let's see if they clear out for Ben. Gasink to Henriksen. Henriksen down to the corner. Now Barkema. Did he step on the sideline? Must have. Seconds remaining. Midland will inbound the basketball. Shot from the half-court stripe. No good by Sam Brown. And the defenders take a dozen-point lead into the locker room, 36-24. On that last sequence, glad I wasn't the only one baffled by what the call was. I'm not questioning whether he was out of bounds or not, but I did not see any sort of signal. And the coaching staff for Dort College, pretty much the same vantage point as me. And the Dort College defenders take a 12-point lead into the locker room. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Hello again, and welcome into another edition of Where Are They Now on KDCR and KDCR88.5.com. Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, and joining us on Where Are They Now today, he was a four-year starter at shortstop on the Dort College baseball team, a 2017 graduate from Dort College, and the all-time hits leader in program history with 211 career hits. Joining us on Where Are They Now, it's Cameron Gingrich. You're from Riverside, Iowa, or at least kind of a general vicinity south of Iowa City. What was it like for you growing up in that area of the state?
Yeah, it was a little bit different than up in northwest Iowa, but mostly the same thing. It's Iowa, small town Iowa. That's where I grew up. Grew up on a farm, so it's agricultural based, just like northwest Iowa. So not much different, but the scenery is a little different. A little more trees down here in southeast Iowa, but same Iowa, I guess.
Southeast Iowa isn't necessarily, I guess, a Dort College recruiting hub, per se. When did you first hear about Dort, and why did you choose Dort College as a place to continue your academic and athletic careers?
Yeah, so I'm south of Iowa City, which is like 5 hours from Dort. I actually had a brother go to Dort to study agriculture, and then I actually had two brothers go to Northwestern, and so I was pretty familiar with the two schools up there. So I thought I'd try it out, and went on a visit, and I really liked it.
Before we get into your baseball career at Dort and kind of what you're up to now, you earned a degree in, was it called agribusiness? Is that technically what the degree is called?
Yep, ag business is what I call it, yep.
You mentioned growing up on a farm. When did you know that was the area you wanted to study and pursue a career in?
Yeah, so in high school, I actually didn't have a job. I just worked on the farm, which is a little bit different than like my brothers. They always got off-farm jobs, but I always just came home after school and did the chores. And so farm life is kind of all I knew. But going into college, I thought I wasn't sure if I wanted to do agriculture. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do business. The main thing was kind of play baseball. But when I got to Dort, it was like they had a really good ag program. And as soon as I started studying agriculture, like my freshman year, I was like, this is what I want to do. I need to do something in agriculture. My first year at Dort is when I really was happy I made the choice to study ag. But baseball is probably what drew me to college to begin with.
Now, I know you're a pretty humble guy, but if anyone's paid attention to Dort baseball over the past 5 years, they're pretty familiar with your name. You were the starting shortstop basically from day one on campus, and 4 years later, you became the all-time hits leader in program history. 211 career hits. You're the only player to reach that 200-hit plateau. Did you ever think you'd be able to reach that kind of success at the collegiate level?
You know, I didn't think about that when I signed with Dort. You know, no one really thinks about that. I guess when you show up as a freshman, you're just trying to make varsity, trying to make the team that first year. And then, you know, I was fortunate enough to make that goal. And then, yeah, I had no idea that I could become the career hits leader or start as many games as I did, but I'm fortunate enough to have the opportunity to do that.
Baseball's been a part of your life from a long time. What do you love most about baseball? I mean, in your mind, what's kind of made baseball something you've always wanted and have always had in your life?
Ooh, that's a tough one. To be a baseball player, I guess there's a lot of things that people don't know. And there's a lot of games within the game. I know that's with all sports. There's a lot of games within the game. But baseball, there's always something to do. And, yeah, people say, yeah, you're just standing around. But there's a lot of games within the game. And growing up, I have three older brothers. And my dad loved baseball. My brothers all love baseball. So I love baseball. We played all the time. We played wiffle ball in the summertime. I started playing since I was in kindergarten. You know, but I was always swinging a bat, always throwing a ball, any kind of baseball, wiffle ball. So I guess I always grew up with that. And it's just something when you continue to do over and over, you start to love it. And then, you know, when it becomes competitive, when you get a little bit older and you have a little bit of success, you start to love it even more. I've just always had baseball in my life. It's a big part of our family, and I'm just fortunate to be able to play for as long as I did.
When you think back to your time as a student at Dort, you know, whether it's in the classroom, on the ball diamond, or on the road, in your dorm or your apartment, what sticks out to you most about when you think back to your time at Dort?
Oh, just being with friends in that social community. I had some roommates that were baseball players. I had some roommates that were ag guys. I had some roommates that were just business or engineer. So I really got a well-rounded group of friends. We were pretty close. And, you know, just hanging out with each other and doing life together in college, that's probably the best part. And then just being able to work on my baseball game whenever I wanted to, you know, at the rec. Or my campus job was the Dort farm. And so that was pretty big for me coming from a farm. I could go out there and work and be able to forget about any schoolwork or anything like that. And there's a little bit of peace of home. You know, I was 5 hours away, so being able to go to the farm, feel like I was home, that was pretty important for me too.
You're pretty still fresh out of college, a 2017 graduate from this institution. Update the people, Cam. I see your Snapchat. You're out there working before the crack of dawn. What are you up to now?
I am in the agriculture. I work for a pig farming operation, and we rent buildings from farmers, and they chore the pigs for us. It's our pigs that we put in there. And so what my job is a finishing manager. So I manage the pigs. I help the farmer do what they need to do to keep those pigs healthy and do the best job they can. It is a lot of early mornings sometimes, but it's something to get used to. And yeah, I've enjoyed it so far. I learned a lot, and that's where my passion's at. And you know, that's where I'm happy to be right now.
When you look at farming there, what do you enjoy about it, and is there a particular area in terms of agriculture that you're drawn to? You know, you mentioned you work with pigs now. Is that an area you're drawn to more?
Yeah, so I guess the reason I worked at this pig operation is because I got an internship when I was at Dort. Back at our home farm, my brother, he's pretty good with plants and agronomy stuff, and so I figured, well, if we would ever farm together, I better know something about livestock if he has the plants down. So there's no point in both of us knowing about agronomy. So I got this livestock internship, and I really enjoyed it so far. But in our home farm, you know, I always love driving the tractors, doing field work. But, you know, you can only do that while the crops are growing, you know, in the fall and the spring. And so, you know, the fig thing, it's a little different. It's something every day, which is a little different than grain farming. But as far as what I like best, I mean, we have cattle on our farm too. So it's a good change up, you know, doing pigs, doing cattle, doing the grain. I guess I kind of enjoy it all. I'm not afraid of hard work.
Hey, America needs farmers, right?
That's right. Absolutely. You need to eat more pork too.
The last question for you, Cam. The role of athletics and its prominence kind of changes in our lives as the years go by. What's the role of athletics and of baseball in your life today?
You know, coming out of college, I just graduated a year and a half ago, so it's pretty hard being able to compete all the time. So I guess the last two summers, I've been able to play quite a bit of slow-pitch softball, started that career. Hopefully I can go for a while longer, but it's pretty similar to baseball, so that keeps the baseball life there going. But another thing is I have five nephews that are under the age of six, but as they get older, it'll be fun to, you know, teach them the game of baseball that I love. And, you know, I hope they have the same passion and love that I have for that and that my brothers do. So that's going to be fun coming up in the next couple of years. Right now, they're, you know, we're working on throwing a ball and hitting a tee. But, you know, in 5-10 years, you know, we'll really be able to see what they're made of. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Once again, a big thank you to Cameron Gingrich for joining us here on Where Are They Now on KDCR and KDCR885.com. Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, and that's going to do it for this edition of Where Are They Now. But don't go anywhere. We have more Dort College basketball on the way on KDCR right after this.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College Defenders leading at halftime over the Midland Warriors, 36-24. Dort College, 16 of 29 from the floor, 55%, 2 for 8 on threes, 25%, 2 for 6 on free throws, 33%. Dort College, a 14-10 rebounding edge. Midland, 8-5. They are negative 3 in turnovers. Dort College with 5, Midland with 8. Dort College led in scoring by Josh Van Langen's 10. Garrett Franken is 5. Jesse Jansman, Chad Barkham each have 4, as does Alec Henriksen. Ben Gasing has 2. Zach Bussard has 7. 6 points each for Sam Brown, Bryce Parkinson's, and Malik Martin. 3 for Dylan Fobble. 2 for Bowen Sandquist. 1 for Isaiah Workman. Chad Barkham has 4 rebounds. 3 rebounds for Zach Bussard. 3 rebounds each for Parsons and Martin. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the second half of play right after this. Dort College with possession as we start the second half. Chandler Brunstein gets called for an illegal screen on a set play out of the half. Chandler called for the personal, his first, and Midland gets the basketball. 36-24, Dort College by a dozen. Midland basketball. Martin drops it off inside for Parsons. Guarded there by Chad Barkema. With the basketball up front, they hand it back over to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Running downhill. Gets to the free throw line. Turns. Fires it back outside for Parsons. Parsons with the basketball. Parsons driving in. Puts it up with the left hand. Somehow sneaked that over the top of Franken. And Parsons with 8 points. Dort College leads 36-26. Jesse Jansma picks up his dribble, throws it over to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball has to go to about half court to track it down. Lob pass underneath Van Langen. Van Langen shot no good, but a blocking foul called on Bo Sandquist. And Sandquist trying to guard the post player that time. They're searching for a player for Sandquist to defend. And Josh Van Langen will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. Dort College they shot 6 free throws in the first half, all of them by their post players. Van Langen now 2 for 3 from the free throw line, and the defender lead is back to 11, pending another free throw. This one's up and good as well, 38-26. Van Langen with a dozen, Dort College with the lead, Midland with the basketball. With it on the outside is Parsons. Parsons comes back over to Martin. Martin guarded by Brunstein. Comes back outside. That is Gradwell. Now to Parsons. Parsons working on Barkema. Back to Gradwell. Gradwell, 3, good. Reggie Gradwell with the three-point basket. Dort College up 38-29. Right side pass over to Jansma. 18:30 remaining. Goes underneath to Van Langen. Van Langen, kick out pass, Jansma. Jansma, they isolate him again. This is Van Langen. Van Langen against Sandquist. Van Langen has 14. 40-29, Dort College leading by 11. Midland basketball. Parsons running downhill, kicks into the corner, Sandquist. Sandquist misses the three. Rebound taken by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Chad, up the floor, right side. Jansma. Jansma misses the three. Rebound cleared by Martin. Malik Martin with the basketball. Takes it into the lane. Shot blocked. Rebound Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Van Langen outlets over to Brunsting. Here comes Dort College. Comes back to Frank. And Frank into the left hand. Good. Garrett Franken with 9 points. Dort College back in front by 13. 42-29. Into the front court. Bryce Parsons. Parsons with the basketball. Parsons goes left side, Sandquist. Sandquist comes back outside to Malik Martin. Malik Martin on the left elbow. Martin trying to work his way in against Chandler. Fade away, good. Malik Martin with 8. Dort College leads 42-31. Jansma, they drop it off inside Barkema. Barkema against Parsons. Barkema, fade away, good. Chad Barkema. 6 points. Dort College leads by Baker's dozen, 44-31. Malik Martin with the basketball out front. Dort College switches off. Now Franken will guard Martin. Malik loses it. Now jump ball, no. Jesse Jansma wrestles it away from Sandquist. Here comes Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Behind the back dribble. Back outside it goes. Brunsting. Brunsting gives it up to Franken. Franken over the basketball. Jesse. Jesse, three, left it short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland over the basketball. 16-25 and counting. Kick out pass. Parsons gets it away to Martin. Ball, lazy pass. Taken away by Barkema. Barkema crossing over. Drops it off. Brunsting. The trail. Van Langen. Van Langen, three, short, no good. Loose basketball. Picked up by Malik Martin. Malik Martin jogs it into the front court. Martin with the basketball. Looking for a ball screen out front. Left side pass, Sandquist. Sandquist guarded by Jansma. Comes back over to Martin. Martin guarded there by Franken. 13 to shoot. Comes back to Parsons. Parsons against Barkema. Scoops it up with the left hand. Good. Bryce Parsons doing a lot on his own right now. 10 points. Dort College leading 44-33. Timeout on the floor, charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This timeout made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Dort College with an 11-point lead, 44-33. Dort College with a basketball as we resume play. Frank and Gasink, Bussard, Henriksen, and Brunsting on the floor right now. Pass comes to Franken. Franken with the basketball back to Gasink. Gasink at the free throw line. His pass out front taken back by Parsons. Parsons driving in, right-handed layup, good. Parsons with 12 points, 6 in the second half. Dort College's lead is 44-35. So a 9-point lead for the defenders. Ball deflected and another steal. This is Parsons driving in, and Henriksen is called for a foul on the strip. And Alec Henriksen gets called for the personal, his first. Free throws on the way for Parsons. Parsons with a couple of free throws to try and trim the lead down to 7. College has had the lead to as many as 13. Parsons misses the first free throw. 15-14 remaining. Back-to-back turnovers by the defenders. Second free throw on the way for Parsons, averaging 16.7 points per game. He makes 1 of 2. He's got 13. Dort College leads 44-36. Gasink into the front court against Sandquist. They hand it off to Henriksen. Henriksen, back it goes Gasink. Gasink back to Henriksen. Henriksen going downhill, scoops it up with the right hand, shot no good. Rebound tipped out, and Bussard hands up over in the bleachers. His last touch by Dort College. It will be Midland basketball. 14:54 remaining in regulation. Dort 44, Midland 36. Midland has scored three unanswered. Make that five unanswered, beg your pardon. It's 44-31 at one point. Dort College leading. Parsons driving in, and a blocking foul called on Buss. Parsons taking over and simply trying to will his team back into this one, and he's doing a pretty good job of it right now. He goes to the free throw line for an opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play. Started with a couple of turnovers. Always starts innocently enough. Six-point lead for the defenders. Now five. 44-39, an 8-0 run by Midland. Gasing passes it off left side. Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball back over to Ben. Ben to Bussard. Bussard with the basketball. Bussard outside Henriksen. Three-pointer, no good. Missed it. Rebound tipped and controlled by Malik Martin. Martin with the basketball. Goes right side Sandquist. Sandquist three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Workman. Workman off the glass, good. Workman with three. Dort College leads 44-41. It's a 10-0 run right now for Midland. Dort College back the other way. Ben Gasink is fouled on the play. Gasink took it into the lane. Bowen Sandquist got called for his third personal. Ben Gasink will inbound the basketball. Gasink gets it in to Henriksen. Henriksen, double team, middle of the floor. It goes to Bussard, and Bussard is fouled on the play by Gradwell. Reggie Gradwell called for the personal foul. Checking out of the ball game will be Sandquist. Checking in will be Fobble. 14:04 remaining. Dort College leading by three. Gasink of the basketball, guarded by Fobble. Comes back to Henriksen, and Henriksen is trapped. Dort College will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. And this will be a 30-second timeout. Charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Midland on a 10-0 run. Dort College needs to stop the bleeding. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Dort College was up at one point, 44-31. They've been outscored 17-8. To start this second half, Midland trapping the Dort College guards. Franken gets the ball inbounded to Gasink, and a reach-in foul called on Fobble. That's foul number one on Fobble, and team foul number four on Midland. 13:54 left to play in regulation. Pass comes in to Gasink. Gasink gets a ball screen. Gasink into the lane, off of the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Malik Martin. Inches away from getting a bucket, but it ends up glancing off the rim. And with the basketball out front is Parsons. He calls for an isolation. Kick out Fobble. Fobble for the tie. Yes. Dylan Fobble with six. And we're tied 44-all. A 13-0 run by the Warriors. Pass goes over to Franken. Franken guarded by Gradwell. Gets it back over to Gasink. Gasink in traffic, and he is fouled on the play. That foul goes on Gradwell. Gradwell called for foul number two. Midland has not led today. Gasink will go to the free throw line. two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Four new players checking in for the defenders at the break. Gasing makes the first one, and another one on the way. Henriksen will stay on the floor. Jansma, Barkema, and Van Langen are in. Gasing is shooting his second free throw. Free throw is up by Ben. Good. So Gasing makes both free throws. He's got four. And the defenders lead 46-44. Bringing the basketball up will be Parsons. Parsons here in the second half. 10 points, 16 for the ball game, averaging 16 points per game. They roll it into the corner to Parsons. Parsons caught up in the air, gets it away, Malik Martin. Malik Martin throws it away. Malik Martin with a spin move. Lost track of where he was. And Ord College gets the ball back, leading 46-44. Bringing the basketball up, Dort College, Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross underneath Van Langen. Van Langen, layup good. And Van Langen is fouled on the play by Bryce Parsons. And Parsons, I don't know what the thought process was there. He was pinned behind Van Langen with Van Langen heading to the basket. And he reaches over the top, swats Van Langen across the head. And Van Langen is now shooting for a three-point play. Free throw up, free throw long, no good. It's 48-44, Dort College by four. Malik Martin will bring it up. Martin with a basketball, hands it off to Parsons. Parsons with the ball, goes back left side, Martin. Martin, right side, foul. And a foul on the play called on Cooper Ross. So Cooper Ross. Throwing ball in will be Fobble. Fobble, 20 on the shot clock. They get it into Malik Martin. Martin gives it up, Workman. Workman, baby hook, right hand, good. Workman with five. Dort College leads 48-46. Cooper Ross with the basketball. Cooper stops, 10-footer in and out, no good. Had a little space. Misses the 10-footer from straight on. Midland can take the lead with a three. Up front with the basketball, Parson. Parson to Gradwell. Gradwell back to Martin. Malik Martin in between the circles. Malik, pass back left side. Gradwell back to Malik. Malik Martin with it, nine to shoot. Loses it. Kick out pass, Parsons. Parsons up in the air. Fobble, three, good. Dylan Fobble with his second three of the half. 9 points for the game. Dort College trails 49-48. This is Midland's first lead coming at the 11:31 mark of the second half. Jansma with the basketball. Goes over to Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross to Henriksen. Henriksen, high dribble. Step back three. Get in there. No good. Rebound cleared by Workman. Workman to Fobble. Fobble with it across half court. Gives it back over to Malik Martin. Midland now with an opportunity to build on the one-point lead. They roll it for Workman. Workman, kick out, and a travel violation called against Workman. Dort College on defense, forcing the turnover. It'll be Dort College basketball. Barkema throwing it in. Jesse Jansma will bring it up. Cooper Ross will station himself on a block and go left side. Barkema, Jansma, three, misses, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Malik Martin gets the ball up the floor over to Bryce Parsons. Parsons guarded there by Jansma. Another one for Fobble, and Fobble right now tossing everything in. 52-49, a four-point lead for Midland. Fobble with 12. Dylan Fobble, point away from a career high. Chad Barkema underneath gets the shot to go. Chad Barkema underneath with 8 points. Defenders trail 52-50. Parsons out front, ball screen, drives left-hand side. Back over to Fobble. Fobble with a hot hand. Fobble looking for Martin, goes back outside to Gradwell. Backs it up to Parsons, 10 to shoot. Under 10 minutes to go in regulation. Parsons driving in. Puts it up, off balance, 17-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen drops it off for Cooper Ross. Cooper into the front court, no-look pass for Barkema. And Gradwell's caught for a foul. Reggie Gradwell whistled for his third. And Ord College will be shooting a 1-1. Chad Barkema will shoot the front end of a 1-1. He is the first player. Well, Ben Gasing shot a couple of free throws as well. I was going to say he's the first perimeter player to shoot for the defenders. Shoot a free throw. First 1-1 for the defenders tonight. First free throw is good for Barkema. Barkema can tie it with a made free throw here. 9:44 left in regulation. This one's up for the tie. That one's straight through. Chad Barkema, 71% free throw shooter, makes them both. We're tied at 52. 9:41 remaining. Parsons, been playing ISO ball with him here recently. He's got it on the right-hand side, guarded by Barkema. Puts it up with the left hand, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Make no mistake about it, every time you're on an isolation play offensively, it does take something out of you. Shot no good by Franken. Kick-out pass, Jansma, three-banger, good. Three-point basket by Jesse Jansma. He's got seven, and the defenders regain the lead at 55-52. Parsons, that last time they ran an isolation for him, he ends up short-arming it. Martin, off of the glass, no good. Rebound Van Langen. Tap-in was not good, so Van Langen sweeps away the rebound. Ord College with an opportunity to build on a three-point lead. Cooper, a little too deep, now comes back over to Jesse Jansma beyond the three-point line. Jesse looking right side, Franken, Franken, Barkema. Barkema against Workman. 13 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Lob pass underneath Franken. Franken over the top, shot good. Garrett Franken over the two-point bucket. Ord College responding. They have now put together a 9-0 run. With it on the right side, they get it into the corner to Parsons. Parsons rolls it for Malik Martin. Malik Martin fading away over the top of Cooper Ross. Good. Degree of difficulty pretty high on that shot. Made it more difficult than he needed it to be. It was about 4 inches on Cooper, but he faded away and knocked it down. Garrett Franken back over to Cooper Ross. 7:55 remaining in regulation. Ord College by three. Ball is kicked by Midland. Ord College will be inbounding the basketball. Sandquist is in. Workman is out. They'll reset to 20 seconds. Cooper Ross will be tossing the ball in for Ord College. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 7:50 left in the game. Pass goes underneath Van Langen. Josh Van Langen with another two. He's got 18. They've got a pretty difficult time matching up with physical post players, does Midland. Ord College has gotten pretty good production out of their posts here this afternoon. Van Langen with 18, 10 in the first half, another 8 here in the second half. Gradwell might have traveled with it. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Garrett into the front court. Garrett finds Jesse. Jesse, left corner, three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. Jesse Jansma with 10. Ord College leads 60-54. Van Langen with a bucket moments ago. Now Jansma adds a three. Out front with the basketball. This is Sandquist. Sandquist to Fobble. Fobble kicks it left side. Gradwell. Gradwell three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Ord College. An opportunity to build on the six-point lead. With it on the left side is Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross to Franken. Franken. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Cooper Ross found Franken on the cut down the lane. And Franken will now go to the free throw line with an opportunity at a three-point play. Defenders have extended the lead to 64-54. Pending the free throw for Ord College. So Dort College, since getting down 52-48, free throw by Franken, no good. They've outscored Midland 16-5. 10-point lead for the defenders. Driving in, Fobble. Tough shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Cooper Ross. Here comes Dort College with a 10-point lead. Want to be smart with it here. Jansma, little crow hop, no call made. Pass comes back over to Cooper Ross at the top of the key. Crosses over, tries to lob it up for Bussard. Got in a little too deep that time, a little too eager. And here comes Midland trying to answer. Parsons, shot no good. And who's going to be called for the foul? Three players took a hack at it. And it's going to go on Barkema. Chad Barkema whistled for his second personal foul, if I am in agreement with the scorekeeper. Waiting for it to go up on the board. It appears it has. That is number two. And he's shooting free throws. Continuation call in effect this evening, it appears. Wow.
Jesse!
I thought Parsons got fouled about 12 feet from the hoop, and he was not going up. But my opinion doesn't matter. Parsons single-handedly keeping his team in the game. Brought him all the way back to take a brief four-point lead. Now it's 64-56. 6:15 remaining here in regulation. Women's game went to overtime. Brunsting wrestles it away, gets it to Barkema. Barkema fakes the pass to the right. Finger roll by Barkema. Barkema with 12. Dort College leads 66-56. 10-point lead, Parsons back to Sandquist. Sandquist three, good. Bowen Sandquist with 5 points. And Midland uses another timeout. They've got one remaining with 5:52 left to go in the game. Dort College leading 66-59. Full-length timeout, a 60 charge to the Warriors. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Midland shows a press. With it in the backcourt is Jansma. Jansma across half-court, Franken. Dort College jailbreak. Gets it away, Barkema layup good, and that is how you break a press. You get it across half court, middle of the floor, you attack the basket, and you finish with the lay-in. Dort College leading by 9, 68-59. Want to force the opponent to come out of that press and return to the half court. With it, comes back out front to Bryce Parsons. Parsons into the corner, Sandquist, another three, and he hit it. Sandquist with his second three. Dort College leads 68-62. 6-point lead for the defenders. 5 minutes remaining. Franken off the glass, good. Garrett Franken with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads by 8, 70-62, under 5 minutes to go. Parsons, kick out pass. Three-pointer, good. We're trading threes for two right now. Gradwell with the three, and Dort College turns it over on the sideline. 70-65, so Dort College producing on their last couple of offensive possessions. But Midland was doing it at a 50% better rate, and a lead that was 10 is now 5, and Midland gets it on the turnover on the far sideline. Sandquist, another three, and he hit it. Well, this one's not over. 11 points for Sandquist, 70-68, Dort College by a deuce. At the 6:15 mark, Dort College was up by 10. Jansma working it in, and he is fouled on the play by Dylan Fobble. Fobble called for his second. Team foul number 9, 1-1 for Jesse Jansma. Got to get out and defend the arc right now. Midland obviously heating up. Always good at stating the obvious. Jansma with 11. 71-68 pending another free throw. Second free throw by Jansma is good. So it's back to a 4-point ball game. 72-68. Got to string some stops together again, Dort College. Defenders on defense. They get it over to Malik Martin. Gets it at half court. Brings it in against Brunsting and fires it to Sandquist. And Sandquist was thinking about shooting it. And it slips through the freshman's fingertips out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4:03 remaining. Opportunity for Dort College to build on the four-point lead. With it out front is Brunsting. Goes to Franken. Franken Jansma. Mid-range jumper, 17-footer, high riser. Knock it down, Jesse Jansma. Jansma with 14 very quiet points. Got four of them recently. Couple of free throws and a made basket. Gradwell, another three, and he knocked it down. Reggie Gradwell, three threes in the second half, 9 points for the ballgame. And just like that, it's back to three, 74-71. 3:30 remaining in regulation. Brunsting, right side. Jansma. Jansma goes left side. This is Brunsting. Brunsting, Franken. Franken, 15-footer, catch, shoot, good. Franken with a two-point bucket. Garrett has 17, 10 in the second half. Dort College leading 76-71. Defenders use a timeout. That is Dort College's second timeout. Midland has one remaining. Dort College on defense when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. So the Dort College defender women earlier tonight survived Fremont with a one-point overtime victory, 94-93, to go into the Christmas break. Off a win. Dort College men trying to make it a rare sweep in conference play on the road. On the floor for the defenders after the timeout, Franken, Barkimov, and Langen. Brunsting and Jansma. For Midland, Parsons, Sandquist, Martin, Gradwell, and Fobble. Four out of the five starters on the floor for Midland. Dort College with 5 for 5. And taking it hard to the basket, going up trying to throw it down, was Parsons, but Parsons got fouled on the play. Garrett Franken called for the personal, and for Garrett, that is number two. Only person with any sort of foul trouble for the defenders is number 41. That's Zach Bussard. He's got three. Parsons, first free throw, good. Another free throw on the way for Parsons. 3:08 remaining. Parsons, the junior from San Diego, California, makes them both. 76-73. So Parsons makes them both. He's got 20 tonight. Pass goes left side, Jansma. Jansma, three, answering no. Rebound cleared by Martin. Martin with the basketball, 2:53 remaining. Martin across half court. Chance to tie it for the Warriors. They have it out front. Parsons. Parsons driving in. Ball deflected. Franken blocked the pass. Coming back the other way is Barkema. Barkema, Franken. Franken in traffic. Shot no good. Tap no good, but he is pushed on the play by Bryce Parsons. And Bryce Parsons commits his second personal. I will say this about Parsons. He's 6'2". It is rare to see a player as productive offensively as Bryce Parsons is and not really shoot the three ball. He has scored 20 this evening. Free throw for Franken. Short, no good. Another one on the way. 2:31 remaining. Parsons, in fact, has just attempted 18 threes all season. I don't remember him shooting one tonight. That's through 12 games, so a pretty good sample size. Second free throw is up and good for Franken. So Franken makes one of two. He's now 1 for 3 tonight. Dort College up 77-73, 2:25 and counting. Malik Martin with a basketball out front. You can bet Martin or Parsons are going to try to create. And there's your answer. Malik Martin with a drive and a finger roll with the right hand, 77-75. Those are the tough matchups for the defenders. Jansma with the basketball, Barkema, Brunsting, 2 minutes remaining. Brunsting feeds it to Franken. Franken against Sandquist, and Sandquist falling backwards before contact was even made. Gets the charge call. Franken whistled for the personal foul. Garrett Franken called for his third. Sandquist sold that one. He more than sold it. I've watched it so often, and I'm still amazed that that call is made. With the basketball out front, Parsons. Parsons Sandquist for the lead. Yep. Bowen Sandquist with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 78-77. Sandquist with four threes in the second half. 14 for the ballgame, 1:37 remaining. Jansma drives to the free throw line. Puts up the leaner from 10. Good. Jesse Jansma with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 79-78. Now you need a defensive stop. Midland has done it with two athletic players. Taking it off the dribble. This is Parsons. Parsons, Martin, Martin, Gradwell, Gradwell, Fobble. And from the top of the key, the three missed, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Brunsting. How's that for the Warrior coming through and coming up with a rebound? Jesse Jansma ball fake. And Jesse Jansma. Well, I thought we were going to have a foul, but we have a timeout called. Dort College with the basketball. Brunsting comes away with the rebound. One of the shorter guys on the floor. Dort College will now inbound on the far sideline with a one-point lead. 58.5 seconds remaining. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College used a timeout there. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. The Dort College defenders inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Barkema. Barkema looking, gets it into Brunsting. Dort College, 20 seconds to work with. They also have a couple of timeouts remaining, actually three. Brunsting, pass, right side Franken. They isolate Franken on the right side. Garrett in the lane, 10-footer, got it! Two-point bucket by Garrett Franken. Now a three ties it. Dort College defend the arc. With it on the right side is Malik Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin gives it up Sandquist. Brunsting guarding him there. Both teams are in the bonus. Gradwell back to Parsons. Parsons downhill against Barkema. Layup good. Two-point basket for Parsons. Dort College with it in the backcourt. Jansma. And Jansma is fouled on the play. Jesse is fouled on the play. That foul called on Fobble is his third. Two free throws on the way for Jansma. 79-78. It was. Now it's 81-80 as the two teams trade those two-point possessions. So Jansma with an opportunity to extend the lead. First free throw by Jesse. Good. Another one on the way. This one changes the complexion of it a bit because you can continue to defend the arc and give up the drive. Just don't give up a three-point play. So you make this one, you go up three. 19.3 seconds remaining. Jansma's second free throw, good. Dort College will call a timeout. Brian Van Haften walking out onto the floor. Doesn't want anything left to chance. Calls for a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
This
Today's broadcast made possible by Grant from Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Dort College leading by 3, 85-82. Middle end of the basketball, Dort College must defend the arc. With it out front is Parsons. Parsons, they run a switch. They give it back to Sandquist, guarded by Henriksen. Back to Parsons, 10 seconds left. Parsons, kick out pass. Three on the way to tie it. No. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Midland. Ball's down on the floor. And guess who it was getting down after it? Chandler Brunsting with 2 seconds remaining. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Midland basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball. 2 seconds remaining. Midland will be able to run a baseline out of bounds play to try and tie it with a three. Back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort College has 2 timeouts remaining. Midland has none. Dort College leads 83-80. Midland is inbounding underneath their basket, trailing by 3. Dort College can give up a 2. They must defend the arc. Dort College defending. They throw the ball over midcourt. Ball taken away by Barkema. And Dort College comes away with a steal. Oh, it is so nice to have long, lanky athletes who can defend a play like that. And it's Chad Barkema knocking the ball away on a throw towards the midcourt stripe. And the Dort College defenders go into the Christmas break with an 83-80 win on the road over the Midland Warriors. Dort College improves to 10-5, 4-4 in the conference. Midland falls to 5-8, and 3-5. Dort College gets a rare road sweep. Women's and men's basketball today. We'll be back to talk about it on the Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders victorious tonight over the Midland Warriors, 83-80. Dort College led 36-24 at the half. It was tied at 44. Dort College trailed 52-48. Came back to take a brief 10-point lead at 66-56, and then hang on. Actually got down by 1, 78-77, but come back to win at 83-80 this evening over the Midland Warriors. And Coach Brian Van Haften has taken a seat beside me after getting out of the locker room. And Coach Van Haften, hard-earned win for your team, and showed some composure down the stretch, gave up the lead, and then executed pretty well and got it back and held on for the win.
Yeah, we did a really nice job down the stretch. Actually, the whole game we did a really good job offensively. I thought we passed the ball really well. 18 assists, 9 turnovers, took care of the ball well. Just a good effort by our guys. I thought Midland did a really nice job of getting back in the game, shot some threes at, you know, and I thought we didn't do a great job a couple of times defensively on him, but overall, I mean, we're really trying to guard the drive there a little bit too, and they did a nice job of making a few shots. We knew Gradwell and Sandquist were going to make a couple, and even Fable had a good stretch there in being the second half. And you know, the game is about the arc once in a while. As you can see, we didn't shoot it the best tonight, but we passed it well. Our post players had nice games. We scored around the rim a lot.
Walk me through that last possession where you grab a 3-point lead on the free throws by Jesse Jans, but they're inbounding underneath their basket. How do you want to defend that? Up by 3.
With 2 seconds?
Yes.
With 2 seconds left, we put it in the old arc zone. It's the second time I've ever run that. I've always had it in, and we just guard the arc, and we just, if they want to throw it underneath the basket, great. And so we just had everybody guard one spot out on the perimeter, and the guys did a great job. I mean, they didn't know exactly what to do with that, and it was well done by our guys.
Great win for your team. I thought Garrett Franken and Jesse Jansma, after some slow starts, really got things going in the last 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, they did. Jesse hit some big shots for us down the stretch, and Garrett did too. Garrett hit a big shot there to put us up 3. It was a big deal, and allowed us to get our defense set. And Jesse made a couple of free throws, which we need from him to do for us. And just a good effort, man. First half, man, we played great in the first half defensively. Really played well. Of course, they missed some shots, but it always part of the deal.
One other number I like, 9 turnovers.
Yeah.
That'll win you some ball games.
Yeah, it will. I mean, it was really good tonight. I thought we really took care of the ball well. And I just think we're one of those teams we're just going to continue to keep getting better because, you know, the last few games you've had a guy or two just really not play their best game. And I'm looking forward to when we really have a good stretch. You know, Alec, I thought he played a good game tonight. He just, you know, didn't make some of the shots, but defensively and passing the basketball was great. But I know he's going to make a few, and Chandler will too as time goes on. But I thought Cooper Ross had his best game of the year.
Coach, I will let you go. Have a great Christmas.
Okay, buddy.
We'll see you after Christmas.
We're half done?
We are.
We're half done.
Hard to believe.
Yes, it is.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften after tonight's win for the Dort College Defenders. Dort College victorious 83-80. Dort College 33 of 58 from the floor, 57%, 4 for 18 on threes, 22%, 13 of 20 on free throws, 65%. As you heard the coach say, didn't shoot it real well, figured out a way to win. Some days are like that. Dort College, a slim 24-23 rebounding advantage, 5 offensive rebounds for the Defenders. Midland had 3. Midland, 31 of 59, shooting for 53%, 10 for 26 on three-pointers, 39%. They were 10 of 16 in the second half, though. 30 of their 56 points in the second half come from the three-point line. 8 of 11 on free throws, 73%. Turnovers, Dort 9, Midland had 15. Individually for the Defenders, Franken, Van Lingen, Jan Small had 18. Chad Barkham ends with 14. Zach Bussard, 7. Alec Henriksen and Ben Gasink, 4 points each. 6 rebounds for Josh Van Lingen, 5 for Chad Barkham, 4 for Garrett Franken. Assists, Chandler and Cooper Ross. That's Chandler Brunsting and Cooper Ross with 4 each. Alec Henriksen had 3, and Chad Barkham also had a couple of steals. For Midland, they were led by Bryce Parsons with 22 points, 8 of 15 from the floor, 6-3. He's a 6'2 player. He did not attempt a three-pointer, kind of a throwback. He's 6 of 7 from the free-throw line. 14 points for Bowen Sandquist, 12 for Malik Martin, 12 for Dylan Fobble, 9 for Reggie Gradwell, 6 for Sam Brown, 5 for Isaiah Workman. Malik Martin had 10 defensive rebounds, 5 rebounds for Bryce Parsons. Parsons also credited with 10 assists, and he had 3 steals. So the Dort College Defenders get a sweep today over the Midland Warriors, women's and men's basketball. Women's game goes Dort College's way in overtime, 94-93. They overcame a second-half double-digit deficit to secure that win. Dort College overcomes a late one-point deficit to win at 83-80 over the Midland Warriors. Other GPAC scores today, men's play, Hastings over Northwestern, 100-94. Doan over Mount Marty, 88-62. Dort College over Midland, 83-80. Women's play, Dort over Midland in overtime, 94-93. Jamestown over the College of St. Mary, 80-62. Northwestern downs Hastings, 81-62. Mount Marty a winner over Doan, 60-37. And it was Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan, 82-68. It's a three-way tie now atop the women's GPAC standings. Wesleyan, Concordia, and Northwestern all 8-1. Morningside and Dort College lurking at 6-3. Hastings is 5-4 on the women's side. Men's basketball, Morningside, still 2 games clear of the fray. They're 8-0. Briarcliff is 6-2. Jamestown, Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings all 5-3. Dort College is 4-4. Northwestern and Midland 3-5. Mount Marty is 2-7. Doan is 2-6. Concordia is 1-6. One final piece of business to take care of, that is the Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, provides physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Your Player of the Game, well, you've got 3 with a trio of 18 points. Actually, I'm going to go with a player who had 14 points, Chad Barkham, 14 points, 5 rebounds. Did a pretty nice job defensively as well. Ends up with 2 steals, including the one that sealed the win for the Defenders. And the Dort College Defenders go into the holidays with a win today over Midland. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. We'll talk to you after Christmas.